Well, we're excited about Eric Flowers. We had Jerry Reese, Pat Flaherty, we had Mark Ross. All of those gentlemen were at the workout in Miami. The kid's an outstanding athlete. He's very young, as you know. He's a battleship, an aircraft carrier, however you want to describe him, at 6'6 and a half, 329. Strongest guy in the draft, outstanding feet. Just turned 21 a couple of days ago, here in mid to late April. So those things, together with the desire to improve both our offense and our defensive line, to be honest with you, that we think we've made a good start here. You know, you sit there and people start coming off the board, and then the guy in front of you is a very prolonged amount of time. You're wondering if, you know, if in fact we had heard that St. Louis would like an offensive lineman as well. Were they coming above? That was a factor, obviously. But we're very excited about this young man. Looking forward to getting him in here and get to work.
Did you just talk to him yet? You called him?
I did. Mm-hmm.
Had that conversation.
Very well. Thank you. Thank you, yes. He's very excited. Did you see that picture of him slapping hands, or were you all in here?
No.
I thought he was going to kill somebody in there.
We were in here slapping.
I wouldn't want him to.
Is he a left tackle or a right tackle?
He can be either side. He's a left tackle last year, but he's got the size and so on and so forth to play a lot of spots if you so desire. We think he's a tackle.
Do you expect him to come in and compete for a starting spot? Right?
Absolutely.
Do you view Justin Pugh as a potential person to move inside now? I mean, that seems like the obvious.
We're talking about Eric Flowers, and I'm really not going to comment about that until I have an opportunity to talk to our coaches and exactly how we're going to go about starting this.
Tom, would you say he's a little more ahead as a run blocker, or would you say he's more of a pass blocker?
He's both. He's athletic, has good feet. He's big and strong and powerful. As I said, the strongest guy in the combine. He can do both.
I know there were other players, I'm sure, being considered, but was offensive line a particular focus for you? It's something you guys have talked about kind of trying to build up the last couple of years.
Yeah, but you know how the Giants operate now. The best player on the board is going to get the majority of the consideration, and that was the case right here.
Did it work out well? It kind of married what you needed and kind of where he fell for you in terms of your board rating?
Absolutely.
Jerry mentioned a nasty streak. What have you seen that tells you that?
You see him on film. You see him at the second level, trying to finish people off, arriving in a bad humor at a pile. You know, you see all that stuff.
Jerry mentioned that hopefully this ends talk about the troubles with the offensive line. Do you feel like Pugh, Weston Richburg, now Flowers, do you feel like those are the guys, the nucleus of the offensive line here going forward?
Well, he's in addition to the players that we have here. We're excited about that. We do have some veteran players here as well, so hopefully the best will rise to the surface.
Tom, what do you know about him as a person, and have you had the opportunity to talk to him at all?
No, but I can read, and I've read page after page after page of interviews and summaries and evaluations and so on and so forth. Everything we hear. He's very, very close to his dad. His dad is with him all the time. And at his workout, his dad was there. So I think that's a very strong relationship, and I think that points to a very solid, solid young man. Maybe a little bit on the quiet side, but he's young. You know, he's a guy that's always in the weight room, always hanging around, even as they practice this spring down there is what I understand. So.
Tom, you guys, I mean, with Will Beatty at left tackle, I don't know if you've had a lot of real strong competition at that spot. Do you see this as competition there also?
It's competition up front, period. You know, it'll be that. And the better the competition, the better the results.
Was this your first choice of a position in the first round? I mean,
That was one of, yes.
Did the move to with Washington, with the kid from Iowa, did that surprise
you? Well, there's always a chance. You know, you had a very, very solid football player who was well thought of throughout the league, ranked very highly by everyone. And, you know, for him to go there, not a shock. Anything else? Great. Thank you.